Hey guys, this is the Aries full moon extended. For Aries, Aries is obviously first house of self-identity. It's knowing that you are a warrior, but let's be clear, you do not offer yourself up to the battlefield to sacrifice yourself. You stand for something. It's not just blind fighting. You don't go out and just engage in any kind of combat. You stand for something that's important to you. Taurus, Aries is 12th house of faith and karma, amongst other things. I think for Taurus, Taurus is going to be one of the signs that has to reckon with the notion that life is not a battle. Taurus is the manifester. I think that Taurus wants to manifest things that are beautiful and good because it's trying to combat something it can't see. There is no battle. Things can come with ease. You can stand for something, but not necessarily always be shadow boxing. Gemini. Aries is the 11th house about tribe, finding your place in the world, friendships, that kind of stuff. You are ride or die. People that you love them all the way through. And people you can't stand, you really can't stand them. That's okay. Just try not to punch people in the face when you can't stand them, but be willing to stick up for your friends. They appreciate it. Cancer. Aries is 10th house about legacy, life purpose kind of stuff. Cancer understands that some things are worth fighting for. Good. We need Cancer to be willing to do that. Some things are worth fighting for. That's the whole point of this full moon. Stand for something. Show us how it's done. Leo. Aries is the 9th house about beliefs, mainly, amongst other things. I think that Leo needs to understand that in order to win, you don't have to be the conqueror over all other people, that we build webs out here. You can be strong. You can be assertive. You can win without having to push other people down. Virgo. Aries is 8th house about trust, intimacy, boundaries. If you push a Virgo too far, they will come out fighting. And it's because you have gotten to their soft spot and you're poking at where it hurts. So Virgo, if you feel like you need to lay down some boundaries, you can do that in a way that is responsible, that is thoughtful. But if you're mad because someone's pushed you too far, just know that it's for a good reason. You're not just making it up in your head. Libra, Aries is your opposite sign. 7th house, long-term committed relationships. I don't know if people understand this about Libra, but if you get a Libra to engage with you in a way that's kind of a tussle, if you're willing to argue with them, if you're willing to be like, no, I actually do want to hear what you have to say, Libra loves it. Please try to go away from or veer around or swerve from people who want you to be pleasing all the time. You want to be with people who actually want to hear what you have to say, not just you being nice all the time. Scorpio, Aries is the 6th house about being present, being in the body, being with yourself. Scorpio is very mean to itself. And you know, you have to stop doing that. You have to be on your own side. You have to stand up for your own humanness and not whip yourself into being stronger and faster and harder. Stop doing that. Stop doing that. Stand up for your own humanness. You get to be vulnerable too. Sagittarius, Aries is the 5th house about finding joy, about inner child, about being in love. It's what lights up your heart. I don't know, Sagittarius is kind of like Cancer. It's It's some things are worth fighting for. If you feel stirred up about how, oh my God, this is really important to me, good. Think about why it is. You don't need to smash people to exert that or to get your point across. Just notice that something has got you stirred up, and maybe that's for a good reason. Capricorn, Aries is the fourth house about home and family. It's also your own independent ability to be okay in your own skin. Capricorn should not be underestimated. Capricorn makes decisions and it builds new things and it exerts its authority because it cares a lot. If you care a lot about what's near and dear to you, be your Capricorn self and stand up for it. Aquarius, Aries is the third house about the mind. Aquarius runs a lot. Whenever you try to put Aquarius in a box, it runs. It's because it's sticking up for itself. If you try and tell Aquarius, this is the box you're going to live in from here on out, it will definitely say, fuck you, and run. Yeah, it's because something in your head is going, nope, we are not doing this at all. So mind your own head. If something in you is saying, I am not for this at all, it's for a good reason. Listen to the voice in your head. Pisces, Aries is the second house of self-worth, manifestation, earned income. Pisces, I think, is starting to recognize, I think I might be the shit, like for real. Really, like being exalted within, I think I might be amazing. Good, you should keep doing that. Pisces gets so involved with carrying the distress of other people that I don't think a lot of people pay attention to the fact that we don't hold you up very much. So when you start going, here I come, I'm awesome, do more of that. We need to see more of you.